KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
And welcome in to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. So glad you had an opportunity to tune in. And we actually just re-aired a couple of segments that covered Christian education in Albuquerque. And we're going to move on and hear about a great ministry that's reaching out all over, really all over the world. I want to welcome into studio via phone Retired Captain Udell Myers of the United States Marine Corps. Captain Myers, welcome into the broadcast.
Well, thank you, and I feel welcome. We've had our opportunities to mutually share our concerns and passion for military ministry, and I'm always grateful for an opportunity like you're giving me today to speak to those who are listening. And we, my wife and I, pray every day for at least one divine appointment, and there's many out there, I hope, listening. So they're all divine appointments, and I pray the Lord will use our conversation and both of us as vessels of honor fit for his service through which he'll speak.
I'm going to amen that. And you know, one of the things I do want to get to before we start talking about Christian military fellowship, which is our main topic for the next couple of segments and the remainder of today's show, many of the listeners familiar with the tragedy that happened on the Calvary campus Friday night. We lost staff member Daniel Bourne. Someone took his life Friday night, and we ask that the listeners continue to pray for that family, pray for all involved, that God's will would be done. However, there's so many that are so giving and wanting to reach out to the family. You can do that via this link. It's givesendgo.com/Daniel Bourne. givesendgo.com/, and you spell Daniel's name, DanielBourne. And for those unfamiliar, Daniel, member of our safety team and on our staff at Calvary Church, where KLYT studios are located. Mm-hmm. He served with the Coast Guard. He served over 20 years with the Bernalillo County Fire Department and ended as a commander there before he retired. And then, you know, he at his church, which is Calvary Church, dove in to serve there as well on the safety team. And we so much appreciate Daniel and the rest of the safety team. And again, we hope you'll lift them in your prayers and go to that website. We'll give it probably one more time before the end of today's show. Now, thank you so much, Captain Myers, for your patience there. For those who maybe aren't familiar with Christian Military Fellowship, you maybe it comes up in conversation and they say to you, Captain Myers, what is Christian Military Fellowship in a nutshell?
Well, of course, the thing, and I like being straightforward with people right up front, Christian. It's not masked in some other way to be misleading. We want people to know about Christ and the gospel. And the military has always had their chaplains, but more and more with the requirements of them being politically correct, they're having less opportunities. And those chaplains, many wear the cross that don't know the Christ, unfortunately. There's a wide number of endorsers out there that are not specific on the gospel. But those that do all that they can, and they welcome us partnering with them. They endorse us. My wife and I both serve on the advisory council of the Marine Corps Memorial Chapel. And conversely, then the chaplain gives us opportunities. In the past, I've had the opportunities to minister at the brig to military people in confinement there. And so we're kind of an extension to the military on the basis where we serve. And outside of the parameters of the control, we're not on the base, we're off. And so we have a wider range of freedom And our facility, the Rally Point, they come in and we provide at the minimum a viable, wholesome option to their liberty time. But Christian Military Fellowship, whether it's meeting people over coffee or a meal in some venue in the community and sharing the gospel, whatever the person's time is available to them to do, they can partner with Christian Military Fellowship to be a part of that. We have the regular field staff that are full-time, like my wife Janet and I and others with CMF. But the cutting edge very often of the people that God uses, we equip them. It's kind of like the pastorate, where they equip the saints to go to work Monday morning and be the light in their sphere of influence. And I always tell these Marines, I said, you know, in God's army, and I say we're to be soldiers of Christ, enduring hardness as a good soldier. The soldier and Marine, you know, there's a little conflict there sometimes, but we appreciate the soldier, and they understand that. And I say, you know, in his army, you enlist, and then you get commissioned, and the Great Commission is for everyone who has received Christ as Savior. And so I try to equip them to be insiders in their respective spheres of influence. And so it's a lot of sharing the gospel, and then if they come to Christ, then discipling them that they can go and share the gospel and disciple those who follow. So it's very biblical in that regard, and that's what CMF has done for many years. And I know that when we gather for that eternal and great rendezvous, that there's going to be many testimonies of how God had used this ministry to bring them to Christ.
I was waiting for you when you said that eternal. I thought you were going to say muster.
Well, I call this the Rally Point because I was in recon in Nam, and you always set up a pre-designated Rally Point in the event you have to E&E, escape and evade, so you all know how to get back to that place. But while we have Rally Points here, I pray that we will have more opportunities for fellowship before the rendezvous on the final objective.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
Steve, I'm getting a little echo here. Yeah. Is that my fault?
And actually what's airing sounds fine. I appreciate your patience with that. Okay. It's just the ones and zeros that in the computer works between us.
Okay.
CMF is global, I'm going to assume, because of the military personnel all over the world.
Right.
But you now personally, you are talking to us today from the East Coast. Where are you?
Yes, we're in Quantico, Virginia, 35 miles south of Washington, D.C., and it's a base that was established in 1917 during World War I, 63,000 acres, and it's extensive training for Marines of all ranks. And it's called the Crossroads of the Corps because there are so many schools here through which they keep returning to for further training.
Now, obviously, you being a retired captain with the United States Marine Corps, we've talked about the Corps a few times already in the conversation, mm-hmm. but I do want to make sure that those listening know that the armed forces in whole are part of what happens with CMF. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, entirely. We try to reach all the branches and people that are active duty and those that are reservists and wherever they are. And I have a great respect for all branches of the service. Those congressmen and senators that haven't served, they look at budget and they say we ought to all wear the same uniform and do everything the same. But the tip of the spear for each branch, everything is organized to make that branch most effective. So we definitely need one another, and the synergism of us working together is greater than the sum of its parts. So I respect them all, and we do have people coming from the other branches of service to these schools here. So yes, we're all aiming at whatever they wear on the outside of a uniform. We're praying that in their heart they are a soldier of Christ.
Okay, now listen, I from our earlier conversations, you'd still say I'm an Air Force brat. Am I an Air Force brat for life? You're a Marine for life. So regardless, I did want to throw this bone to you. Okay.
Okay.
Which branch of the service was the first?
Well, I believe Washington stood up the Continental Army, and before he became president, he was himself a Army general, and yeah. He had to resign that general to become president. But he then established our Navy, and knowing that the British would have Marines fighting from the rigging and manning the guns on ships, that we needed them. So he contacted his buddy Samuel Nicholas up in Philadelphia, and on the 10th of November of 1775, they established the United States Marine Corps. And so we go back to pre-revolution and fought in the rigging and fought off boarding parties, and were boarding parties. So the Air Force was one of the later ones to come along. As you know, it was Army Air Corps. And then as it developed special missions and special planes and equipping, it needed to become an entity of its own. And just so that you understand the respect I have for the United States Air Force, I was counter-assaulting an ambush with my recon platoon. I got wounded. Several of my men got wounded. It was a grim situation. We were deep in the jungle. And my corpsman told me that two of my men were not going to make it if we couldn't get them out of there and back to the aid station within an hour. They were bleeding internally. I called into Da Nang and I said, please send us some Marine helicopters to extract us. We're under fire. And they said, wait, one, switch frequencies. Now I'm talking to PJ, Pararescue Air Force guy.
Right, right.
And they said, giving us your location. Our mission, our sorties are coming back in. They've dumped their load. We're coming after you. And they came and they took fire and they extracted us. If I was standing and telling this story to an Air Force, I would come to attention and I would salute them and show them how much I respect the Air Force. I wouldn't be talking to you if they hadn't come, that's pretty sure.
Well, and the respect is mutual. I know that each of the branches, although you guys, you know, you kind of rib each other a little bit.
I got a Navy son-in-law, so we store up stories for each other.
Yeah, I'm sure you tell them how much you appreciate them getting you guys where you need to go most of the time.
They leave us off at the beach, but their corpsmen are awesome. They truly are. They stay with us. Our docs are special.
That's right. And a lot of people we're talking a little jargon. The corpsmen that go with the Marines. The Marines don't have that medical staff that goes with them. It's the Navy corpsmen that go. They land with the Marines, and regardless, you know what I do. I did want to have some of this conversation for those who aren't familiar so much with the military, so they can better understand, better support what we're talking about with Christian Military Fellowship. But I do want to go into some of the things you've kind of touched on. You know how important it is for CMF as they come across people who might be interested in being a part of what's going on with Christian Military Fellowship, discipleship. Maybe a little more in detail, how does that discipleship process happen?
Okay. Well, I have had, since we've been here twice, we were here from 2000, 2007 in the same facility called the Rally Point. Now we've been back almost 3 years, and I pray for divine appointments every day, but I get referrals from Monterey Postgrad School, Naval Postgrad School, people out there working with other groups and mentoring someone. They forward them to me, a forward pass, and I connect with them, and I try to equip them in their respective positions within the Corps to reach out to the people in their sphere of influence. And so that happens in here one-on-one frequently with me, with an unsaved person to share the gospel or to disciple another. But I'm really trying to equip others besides myself, the ones that are the insiders, the ones that are doing a good job as a Marine and have credibility as such. And then when they speak about the word, then they have the people listen to them because they perform as Marines. So maybe they are credible when they start talking about the Lord. So we're kind of in an equipping mode to send those people out. But at the same time, we do have opportunities. We do things both in our home and here at the Rally Point. But I would want someone out there, anyone that's listening that would like to be involved, is don't get thwarted with hearing what all that we who are field reps do pretty much around the clock every day as much as we can. Because there is a great need for people who can give some of their time throughout each week and learn as much when God is in it, something that they would like to link up with us and be equipped and have the material and access, and we could encourage them in their respective spheres of influence and be an arm in that stance, sort of an associate involved with CMF. And if you know the law and you know the word, and you're apt to teach. Now, I know that's said to be of elders, but we're all to be, as Paul, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it and it alone is the power of God to salvation. First and foremost, sharing the love of God in the gospel, and then following up. So we just multiply our impact anywhere CMF is with the field director. It is multiplied by reaching out to others who reach out to others who reach out to others. And so if you feel that you don't have a lot of time, there's maybe you don't feel as well equipped. So many people have come to know the Lord through the personal testimony of someone else supported by the word of God. So if the Lord speaking to you today, and I mentioned earlier, we pray for divine appointments. Maybe there's one or more out there that you're saying, is the Lord calling me to be a part of CMF in some degree that I could be involved? And he'll give you the answer if you ask that question.
Oh, and yeah, so much. I wanted to make sure sometime during today's broadcast, and I think this is a good time to do it, to speak directly to you, people who are listening at Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, which we broadcast at 90.7 FM there. And for those that are listening in Albuquerque, and you may be stationed at Kirtland Air Force Base, I'm speaking directly to you. And if you're listening and you believe that it's something you'd like to get involved with, or perhaps take up that mantle, lead this area, because it's my understanding, Captain Myers, that there's not a CMF group currently, at least in Kirtland, if not in all of New Mexico.
Yeah, I think you're right. We there's so many areas out there that we'd like to reach, and just it's manpower. You know, the God's Army struggles just as the world as with their military forces of having people that will step up and serve. And so he's looking for those who will give what they can when they can and give it all for the glory of God. So don't be thwarted in thinking you don't have the time or the ability. If you have a testimony and can support it with the scriptures, you're in a position to be reaching out in your respective areas.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Here's another area I want to encourage maybe someone who's listening. Captain Myers, maybe it's a young person who's well equipped to lead, and they're hearing, they hear that Captain Myers served in Vietnam, and they think, well, I'm just an airman. I just started this, man. What place would I have leading a Bible study or discipleship with guys who've been in the service longer than I have? Or tell me how you might address someone who's having those kind of doubts.
All right, I'm going to give you a real life experience. We were in the Philippines at Subic Bay, where I had been 10 years before as a Marine on my way to Vietnam. Now we're there at that time with Cadence International, and it was called Overseas Christian Servicemen Centers. And I had been ministered to there, and now I'm there with my family ministering. Well, I came in from Longapo town and walked in, and there was a young man that I had met before playing the guitar, and he was very talented. And the more I talked to him, the more I realized that he knew the Lord as his Savior. And I said, give me your testimony. He said, I was one of those Navy guys that had a girl in every port and a wife in San Diego. And he said, I was walking down that road, and he said, there were these guys on the ship that were always bugging me about Jesus. And he said, I just kept pushing them off and pushing them off. But we were headed to Hong Kong, and I knew where I was going on Liberty and what I was going to do. And he said, one of these seamen, he was had only been in the Navy a short while, and he was on the ship, and he was part of this Bible study group. And he had shared with Tom before, and here he was walking down the passageway, and he started to share the gospel with Tom. They're just a short sail out of Hong Kong. And Tom said, I hauled off and decked him. And he said, as he's laying on the deck with the tooth hanging out and blood coming down, he looked at me. And Tom said, he looked at me. He said, Tom, Jesus loves you, and I'm trying. And he said, he said it broke his heart. He went back to his quarters, and he prayed before the Lord. And all the seed that young man had sowed and plowed and sowed and watered came to his mind, and he embraced it, and he received Christ as his Savior. And I had the opportunity of baptizing Ian, one of his buddies, there in Subic Bay, and he's gone on to serve. So, yeah, see, even that young sailor had only been in a year, God used him. So he'll use you wherever you are if you're willing.
Well, it reminds me of Moses. Lord, I'm short of speak, you know. I'm not good at talking. No, God will take care of that, and he will use you. We're visiting today with retired Captain Udell Myers of the United States Marine Corps. He is part of CMF, and that is the Christian Military Fellowship, which, by the way, this month is the featured ministry for Mission New Mexico. And like we talked about a few minutes ago, you can't find a CMF here in New Mexico, which is probably the case. CMF is ready to hear from you and how maybe you could be leading that up here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got some more to talk about, including ways to get involved, how to support, and we're going to talk about the need for spiritual guidance in our nation's military. That's all coming up before the top of the hour on ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous and filling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
The men and women who are active duty, reserve and retired members of the United States Armed Forces, make up a close-knit family. Within that family, Christian Military Fellowship is its own community, serving the heroes who have done so much for us. Whether active duty or not, through CMF, service members are able to support one another through Bible studies, discipleship, prayer, and so much more. The weight of living in today's world is heavy enough without the added responsibilities placed on our service members. The hope found in Jesus Christ is the only answer for military and civilian alike. CMF knows this and is continuing to lift up United States service members and their families. To connect with or start a Christian military fellowship group in your area, visit cmfhq.org. That's cmfhq.org. cmfhq.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Ravon's mother never stopped praying for her son, who was recruited by the radical RSS to be a Hindu hitman. RSS trained Ravon to use threats and violence to rid India of all religions other than Hinduism. But his mother's prayers were answered when Ravon, after a serious motorcycle accident, gave his life to Christ. Today, Ravon is a pastor, sharing the gospel with neighbors and even former RSS teammates. Now, RSS is threatening Ravon, pressuring his family to move, and even attempting to frame him for robbery. No matter what comes, says Ravon, I am determined never to turn back from my ministry.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
KLYT, Steve Ryman on ABQ Connect. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little biased today. I'm an Air Force military brat, and so much appreciate what the military has done, not only for everyone, personally for my family. And for those familiar with General Boykin, or we have Colonel Quick on the air from Folds of Honor, I tell you, it's just a blessing to hear people like our guest today, retired Captain Udell Myers with Christian Military Fellowship. And we've talked a little bit about the discipleship program and the Bible studies. Captain Myers, one of the things I also wanted to touch on was some of the resources available through CMF, including the Christian Report, the newsletter that comes out regularly. What might military members find in the newsletter?
Well, it's current, and Kathy, who is our director, she had one really boldly addressing the impact of wokeness on the military, that whole agenda. And so she titled this one, "Oh, That We May Remain Awake and Not Woke." So you see, we're shining the light in the darkness. And of course, when you skyline yourself on a ridge line, if you're trying to take the hill, then you become a target. And so we realize that, but we really have no option. We're called for such a time as this, by life or by death, to stand up and speak up. And if the Lord takes us home like he did Stephen when he stood his ground for the Lord, so be it. We'll be together with him, to be absent from his body, to be present with the Lord. But for such a time as this, my heroine in scriptures is, of course, Esther. And I told that to a guy that didn't know the word or anything. He said, "You use heroin?" I said, "Where are you coming with that?" He said, you said you're a heroine. I said, "No, that's a female hero, and we've got some. We need more." And yeah, women that'll stand up and speak the truth in love. And so I just said that this is for such a time as this. And Mordecai said, "For such a time as this, you're born." And of course, she was in the key position to speak out to save Israel, and it could have cost her life. Her commitment was truly awesome, and it was truly honest. "If I perish, I perish." I think we all must take that position today, because we are targeted, but God has left us here for such a time as this. So let's let the light shine.
Yeah, and one of the things I appreciate, too, is you talk about that article and dealing with topics like being awake instead of woke. You know, with so many things that have happened over, especially even just the last couple years, if not the last few years, how important it is, and you already mentioned it, to address these various issues, you know, public opinion or what have you, but address them, but representing Christ in doing so, ensuring the, you know, not being not apologizing for who we are or what we believe, but at the same time having that heart of Christ that Ephesians 4:29, which I won't try to regurgitate here, but essentially says, you know, if you're going to speak, make sure those that are hearing it receive grace. Maybe speak to a little bit to the importance of that, you know, because so many listening might be on the, you know, man, we're on the same mm-hmm. team, man.
Yeah.
The importance for loving as we share.
Right. The whole thing is, we know the history of the Pharisees, and Paul himself being one persecuting the church, was that they're very judgmental and coming on strong, ready to stone the adulteress and the person who is taken captive and in bondage to sin. And of course, they're not following Christ's directives and his own model that commending love and mercy and grace to those, seeing them as having been taken captive by Satan's lies, and we having the gospel message. The only message is setting them at liberty. Liberating theology is solid in the scripture, not the kind that's horizontal that went on in Latin America through the 60s, but the kind that's real and that's eternal. And we have that message to set the captive free. But if we come on like a Pharisee and start woe unto you for doing this and this and this and this, we need to follow on with Isaiah 6 chapter after Isaiah had been as a prophet for the Lord, condemning the bad things out there. But he got to look at himself when they saw the had high and lifted up in his train filled the temple of the Lord. And then he said, woe is me, for I am undone, a man of unclean lips. I think we always need to keep into perspective that apart from the grace of God, we would not have eternal life, and we need to be moved with compassion, not contempt, with compassion for the lost, because they are taken captive, and we will get absolutely nowhere with the judgmental Pharisee attitude, but with the heart of Christ and reaching out to those that are in captivity, being, you know, the Rambo in that sense. Who in the Marine Corps, if he had people that were taken captive by the enemy, wouldn't volunteer and put their lives on the line to set them free? That's the spirit in which we as soldiers of Christ, believers, need to have, and to see those people, because Christ saw them on the cross and offered to them the liberation to all mankind, but they need to know it, and we are the messengers to carry that to them.
Yeah, and you know what? I said I'd mention it at least one more time during the show, and I think it's an apropos time to do so. Having mentioned laying down your life for someone else, and we had a brother in Christ, a member of our staff at Calvary Church, this past week do just that. He stood between us and evil, and he lost his life.
Uh-huh.
And it's been in the news. Most of the people listening to me today, very aware of what happened. And let me give the website. And if you go there, you'll get more information and hopefully have opportunity to give, towards his family. That website again is givesendgo.com/Daniel Bourne. And you spell Daniel's name DanielBourne. And if you missed that, you're driving, you couldn't remember all that, listen, go to KLYT.FM, and right on the home page there, want to thank Abby. She posted that yesterday for us. You hear her often on the show. We didn't get her on the show yet today. I said Abby, you know, I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah, she's walking towards the mic. Let's get Abby on the phone.
Hello.
Hey. So Abby, how important was it to you to have that posted?
Honestly, once I started doing it, you said you can do it later today, but I was like, no, we need to get this on right here, right now, because obviously it's such a huge thing. We're already over halfway towards the goal for how much they want to raise for the family, and obviously funeral costs and everything like that. But there's still a long way to go, and I know that every single dollar could help in this situation.
Yeah, thanks, Abby. Appreciate you posting that. Again, go to klyt.fm to find out more. Now back to retired Captain Udell Myers of the United States Marine Corps with the Christian Military Fellowship. We just got a minute or two to wrap things up, and one of the things I wanted to make sure to do, we already kind of gave the shout-out as a recruiter, right, to try to get folks to become leaders of CMF. But what about those who are just looking to get involved or looking to support? The website, I'm sure, is a great place to go.
Yes, that would be – that would be a great source, and like the phone numbers there, and any number that you can call will lead you to someone else to follow up with you. But by all means, you're not going to be overlooked if you inquire, because we're praying that people will respond to the Lord calling on them to be a part of this.
All right. Well, that website is cmfhq.org. Here it is again. Ready?
Yeah.
cmfhq.org. We got about 30 seconds, Captain. Prayer requests for the ministry at CMF.
Well, just know that our objective is the Great Commission, and we're trying to do that throughout the environment of the community, the military, and it's for such a time as this. And we need your prayers, and we need your participation. Thank you, and God bless.
All right. Well, we appreciate hearing from our retired Captain Udell Myers of the United States Marine Corps, again with the Christian Military Fellowship. The address, the web address again, cmfhq.org. Thanks so much for listening to today's ABQ Connect.
Is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.